Special shiur. Okay. 16G. Hazara of Harfatzas, Panav, Yodav, Raglav. So, there is a Gemara in Ksubis, which we've quoted many times on Tzamach Aleph, which says, Kol Mlachos, that a woman does for her husband, and neither could do for her husband. You know, a woman could do even though she's neither, except for Mizigas Hakos, Hasrasavita, and Harfatzas, Panav, Yodav, Raglav. So, what is subsumed under this Isser of Harfatzas, Panav, Yodav, Raglav, that a neither is not allowed to do? So before we say that, any Isser we say, is whatever we say is only going to be Bafanov. Because the Gemara says that only Bafanov is also Shlo Bafanov is Mutter. So even Hatzos Hamita is only also Bafanov. Okay?
Is the Gemara only saying for
Hatzos Hamita? Else. I think it says it on... So we have two basic shitas here in the world. This whole thing is two shitas. We have a Rashba and Ravina Yona. Okay? So the Rashba says that what's usher is she's not allowed to throw the water on him. Obviously she can't really wash him because she can't touch him, but she's not allowed to throw the water on him and he be rokes with that water. Okay? But anything short of that is mutter. She's allowed to bring the water to him as long as she doesn't throw it on him. Rabbeinu Yonah, and he gets that tshuva, he says, one step more removed, it's also for her to present the water to him. Right? Even that is also to bring him the water. Okay? That, and then he'll wash his fun ground of with that. That's also. So, what do we say in Shulchan Aruch? So in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Sadi Hei, Beis, so the Mechaber says, it sounds like the Rashba. Sounds like the Rashba. And basically says like the Rashba and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Taz, they're all straight Rashba people. Right? That the only thing that's out there is to throw the water on him, bringing the water to him is mutter. Just one thing they do point out, the Taz points out, that for him to hold, you know, olden days, what do they have? They have a shower, you have like a big bucket or something on, and you make holes in it, and you put the water on top, and then the water comes in and you know, and you hold it on top of your head, and the water comes on you. So he points out that she can't add water to that bucket that he's holding on top of his head. That's, I guess, the equivalent of, you know, pouring it on him or something. But short of that, it's all mutter to present to give him the water, and he'll wash himself. That's the shita again of Pashas HaMachaber, and the Taz says that, and the Rosh Hashochan. They're all like that. The Shach and the Chochmas Adam, they think it should be Machmer like Rabbeinu Yonah, and ask her even the woman to bring the water to the husband. Okay? So that's the basic dinim here. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that when it comes to these halachos of Achrasus Panu Yadav Raglav, likewise Hatzos Hamita, it's not only also for her to do it to him, it's also for him to do it to her. Okay? We just talk about her doing it to him, but both ways is also. Okay? Three small little applications over here, just to see how Poskim dealt with this. One is the Minchas Yitzchok talks about could she, if the people that have negavaser next to their beds. So can she be making the negavaser for him? So he says that that yes, she can. For sure, according to the Rashba. And even according to Rabbeinu Yonah, this is not considered chiba. It's not a davar shel chiba to bring the nago vaser.
Even if you have guests for Shabbos, you're going
to... Right, we said that sort of before. Like, you know, if we sit, like Rabbi said by the yayin there, you know, I give it to someone else's wife, and of course. If someone comes to my house, I'm going to be made from the room for them, you know, and I'm going to set up their nago vaser if that's, you know, what they do. So I would do it for anyone. So it's not a davar shel chiba. Likewise, the pre-Deya quotes that even Rabbeinu Yonah would allow you to give water for him to wash his hands. You know, if it's not a Derachiba thing, you know, obviously the Mahal here, it's Derachiba. These things are in Derachiba way. And the last thing is Shevet HaKahasi talks about a compress. So, could she make him a compress? So, he says, before Shalot, like we said before, Shalot b'fanav, everything is mutter. And even Bafanov, he says, if it's not tofeach al manas lahatzviach, meaning it's not wet enough, that tofeach al manas lahatzviach means something is wet, and then you touch it, and your hand will be wet enough to make something sweat. So if it's not that wet, it's just like a little dam, you know, not so wet, then it'll be mutter. Again, assuming it's a den of fibra. So he feels that's not even bafanov.
Why did
you
say that's a
chatzah?